I have been participating in an online discussion series on anti-racist leadership for white, female, and non-binary Unitarian Universalist clergy. When we had our second meeting this past week, we reflected on the way that issues of racism relate to the current pandemic. We asked ourselves how our work toward being anti-racist, anti-oppression, and multicultural can provide a lens through which to view this time, this pandemic. One of the things we know is that people on the margins, including people of color and trans people and people living in poverty and immigrants, will bear a disproportionate burden. These families and individuals are disproportionately impacted, as they always are, and as they are during the most challenging of times. So when Reverend Teresa Soto says that all of us need all of us to make it, and when Langston Hughes says we are all America, I have to wonder what this means to me, what this means to us as people of faith. Because like the geese in the story that Dan Hawk shared with us this morning, people who have been historically marginalized have a particular need for justice right now. Those on the margins face a greater risk in the short term and also in long-term impact. There is a great need for our collective attention to what it will take for survival and justice for all of us, and especially for some of us. I want you to just consider for a moment a few examples. Native Americans are 19 times more likely than white people to lack indoor plumbing, according to a 2019 report. The lack of access to running water makes frequent hand washing in the midst of the coronavirus a challenge. Last week, about 25 of us met after worship to discuss the book, Indigenous People's History of the United States. And in reading that book and talking about that book, we learned about and were disturbed by the brutal treatment of Native Americans in this country historically. But of course, the repercussions continue to this day, and the treatment continues to this day. Native Americans continue to suffer as a result of colonialist actions. Consider also that 23.5% of Native Americans and 13% of African Americans have diabetes, compared to 8% of non-Hispanic whites. Problems related to asthma are higher among certain racial and ethnic minorities as well. And Native Americans are also among those who face risks from the virus because of having two chronic health conditions simultaneously. And we know that those with underlying health conditions are at greater risk right now. Undocumented immigrants too face a unique risk factor in this country right now. They were already at risk, we know. And now they are facing the fear that seeking services will lead to deportation or having to report their close contacts. These fears may deter them from seeking testing and medical care that they and their families desperately need. The belief that we need each other for our mutual well-being is central to Unitarian Universalism. Interdependence is one of our core values. And this means recognizing and acknowledging the disparities that exist and working to end them, working for care and justice, keeping the web of community strong is more important now than ever. In a recent pastoral letter to Unitarian Universalist congregations, our Unitarian Universalist Association president, Reverend Susan Frederick Gray, said these words: "This pandemic is a powerful reminder of our fundamental interdependence, that we are all connected and mutually dependent on each other for our well-being. As Unitarian Universalists," she says, "we know this truth, but in response to this pandemic, it is ever more important that we live the practices of interdependence and community care. We are bound to one another, locally and globally, and each person's health and wholeness rests in keeping the web of community strong." I want to take just a few minutes to lift up three efforts that recognize our commitment as a congregation to practicing community care. First, we are supporting our local community and those on the margins by continuing to offer the monthly food pantry. Our new church food pantry coordinator, Brian Kammerer, felt a great passion and commitment to holding our April food pantry. Brian worked with helping harvest the new name for the food bank, the local police, and recipient volunteers to ensure that food could be distributed safely for everyone involved. And here, you can see the volunteers in action. This month, the pantry was set up outside on Franklin Street, just across from the church and in front of the parking garage. ,115 people were served with prepackaged fresh, frozen, and dry goods. You can see the boxes there in the image. We also, and this is an important part of our ministry, we also provide boxes of emergency food throughout the month. And we've been providing about 5 or more of those a week. And our office administrator, Melissa Medina, has been a key person in making that happen. Another way that we are supporting our local community and those on the margins right now is through the Shutdown Berks Coalition. Tanya Wagner represents our congregation in the coalition. The coalition continues efforts to shutter the detention center. Quite a number of you have been to vigils at the detention center. Most of you know that the families who remain in the facility were already at high risk, and the pandemic presents additional health risks for them. This past Tuesday, a little happy news amidst this. This past Tuesday, after spending 9 months at the Berks County Detention Center, Maddie, girl pictured here, who is 7 years old, and her father, also pictured here, were freed from the detention center. She is from Guatemala. And Maddie spent 250 days in detention. 250 days. After leaving the detention center with her father, they reunited with her mother and her newborn brother in New Jersey. Isn't that a beautiful, beautiful sight? 5 families remain at the detention center. 5 too many. The coalition continues to put pressure on Governor Tom Wolf to release the remaining families. A third way that we are practicing an ethic of community care is by working toward adopting an 8th Unitarian Universalist principle. Members of our congregation's social justice team are working on this initiative. The proposed 8th principle affirms and promotes, and I'm quoting the language of this principle, "journeying toward spiritual wholeness by working to build a diverse, multicultural, beloved community by our actions that accountably dismantle racism and other oppressions in ourselves and our institutions. Our goal is to make this commitment part of our core value statement as a faith community. Our church will be voting in May on whether to adopt this principle. And we are still working out how we are going to meet in May, but we will be finding a way to meet in May, and voting on this principle and adopting it in our congregation will be on our agenda. We need to add this principle to keep present our aspiration and commitment to building the diverse, multicultural, beloved community. Unitarian Universalists believe that all of us need all of us to make it. That is why we are in solidarity with the movement for Black lives. That's why we are in solidarity with undocumented immigrants and asylum seekers. That's why we are in solidarity with people who are food insecure and with people who are homeless. My prayer is that we deepen our awareness of what it means to be interdependent in the truest, most heart wide open way we can. My prayer is that we sharpen the lens of our seeing so that we can recenter ourselves on the work of building the beloved community. There is no better time for us to be engaged in this soul work. It is desperately, desperately needed right now. My prayer is that all of us awaken and know that all of us need all of us to make it. May it be so. Amen. And blessed be.
Thank you for joining us this week. If you'd like a copy of the transcript of this sermon, you can find most week's messages at www.uuberks.org/sermons. If you have any thoughts or conversation about today's message, we hope you'll take a moment to stop by our Facebook page and share them. And from all of us at First UU Berks, may this chalice light your path and guide your way until you join us again.